ABC Radio Australia.
The next Prime Minister of Tonga will be the incumbent Education Minister and former Deputy Prime Minister Siosi Sovaleni. He defeated his only rival for the job, Aisake Eke, by a comfortable margin in the 26-member Legislative Assembly and crucially appears to have won the support of the nine-strong noble group. Former Finance Minister Dr. Eke had the backing of the previous Prime Minister after he bowed out of the race, but the majority opted to vote the other way after the two remaining candidates delivered their election speeches on the floor of the Assembly. Journalist Mona Lisa Palu watched the proceedings unfold, and she says there would appear to be a mood for change among Tonga's parliamentarians.
I think that the gist of a lot of the talk on social media, but also in the mainstream media and in parliament, the speeches was one of working together. So I think that we are, of course, going to be expecting a change in government, but you're correct, the incumbent Prime Minister was actually endorsing the other candidate for PM.
That other candidate being Aisake Eke. I mean, do we know what the margin of victory was for the Prime Minister designate, or do they not reveal those figures?
I understand that he had won by 16 votes, which is quite a margin because it was heavily contested and there were a lot of speculation of who the nobles would go with. But in the end, I understand it was 16 votes for the new Prime Minister.
And tell me a little bit about him and how well known is he in Tonga and what are people expecting from him now, do you think?
Well, he's been in politics for a long time. He's also been a former Deputy Prime Minister. He was the current Minister for Education. People really know him quite well. He actually recorded the highest percentage of voters for a constituency. So in all the 17 constituencies, he recorded the highest number of voters for him. There were only three candidates in his constituency, and I think he had more than 2,000 people who voted for him. So he's quite well known, and I think a lot of people predicted it might be him.
How would you see his relationship with the nobles? I mean, is there any suggestion that he would move towards greater democracy in Tonga?
I think this is democracy unfolding. People are getting to vote for who they want. In terms of the nobles, I think the nobles want to work with whoever the majority is. And the understanding was that he had it. He also has a title that's associated with the chiefs and nobles being Huakawa Meiliku. So I don't know if that is a deciding factor, but there's a real feeling of nobles working together with people's representatives.
So if we look at the last couple of governments in Tonga, the most recent one, of course, under Pohiva Tuinatona, and before that, Akalisi Pohiva, the great fighter for democracy in his own right. I mean, where would you see the new government sitting? Perhaps somewhere between the two?
That's an interesting question. I think it's progressing from the previous two governments. There's a real hope that there's not as much of a divisiveness. When Batoa was in government, it was quite clear who was for Batoa and who wasn't. With this new government, you see some people who had actually contemplated MPs being in support of Dr. Eke moving over to Sasovaleni or Huakawa Meiliku, who is now the Prime Minister, because they were thinking of their constituencies and they're thinking of what they can do for the people. I think right now there seems to be a slow or eventual move towards candidates being accountable to their constituencies, more so than what their party may have stood for.
And one other point, of course, once all the counting was done after the recent election, there were no female candidates who were successful. Do you see the new Prime Minister as being someone who may address that problem?
Well, we hope so, but there's no clear indication right now. In Parliament today, it was all male members of Parliament, of course, and we're looking forward to seeing what kind of changes this new Prime Minister may implement.
Mona Lisa Palu on the line from Nuku'alofa, and she was speaking there to Richard Hewitt.